Distorted View Daily proudly presents a neighborly dispute between a cat owner and an elderly woman who feeds it.
I'm not talking to you. Why did you abandon this cat? And what are you? Do you want it to have a home? You want me to find it a home? Because you're not taking care of it. Don't you look at me like that.
What the fuck, Gail?
What the fuck? Goddamn, what do you think? I've been trying to take care of that goddamn cat for 2 weeks because your fucking ass doesn't do it.
Because my fucking ass.
No, you don't. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? You're on my property bitching at me over things that are not of your concern.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what is going to be of your concern.
I told you, should I get offense because when she comes by your house, she obviously comes by your house and pisses you off, and I asked if that was the issue. And it is the issue because you say that to me.
You're goddamn cat. It's you. You're the one that said people should be responsible and
accountable.
Yeah, you are for your dogs, but you're not for your cat. How long have I been feeding your cat?
And I ask you to do that?
God damn, somebody had to!
It's not your fucking place to ask to come into my backyard and see where I feed her back there. She no longer goes there because she prefers yours. So should I switch to which brand you do because you fucking impose on me, bitch?
Show me where you feed her!
That's what I just said. Show you, get the fuck off my property! Move your car!
Let me tell you something. You're telling the goddamn lies what you're doing.
I'm telling the goddamn lie.
Goddamn lie is what you're doing. You're full of them! I thought you were a nice guy.
I thought you weren't crazy. Do you have dementia or some shit?
No, you're the one that is.
Who do I need to call?
Don't you dare fool with me. I've tried to be nice to you.
Coming on my property feeding my animals.
You goddamn right, because you're not.
Okay.
Because you're not.
Okay, because I can't afford cat food or dog food.
It's Friday, May 25th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, I order erection medication from India. Plus, the pedophiles are back on the phone. Nursing on a cockroach's tit, and the masturbation man is here. Yay!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You clamp down on that goddamn shit and you bite it off!
Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a good one for you today. You know, I thought it's been a while since we checked in with the manhole. And my idea was that is what we would do today. For those of you new to the program, the manhole is an adult gay chat line. It's a party line right on the phone. You can meet other guys, talk with other guys. Mostly, though, it's a home for pedophiles. That's a disturbing fact we learned early on when we were messing around with the manhole for the first time. A lot of these gentlemen's greetings had to do with liking little boys, mentioning family a lot, and the taboo. I still think it's hilarious. I mean, in my mind, these guys aren't actually raping kids. They're just messed out of their mind. Masturbating for like 12 hours. Their fucking dick skin is all raw and red. Let's hope none of them are actual pedophiles. I mean, let's be honest, though. There's a good chance they all are. Anyway, so the thing I've always wondered about the manhole and other chat lines like them is, like, how do they make money? This is a free service. Well, just like Google and Facebook, you pay with your privacy. In this case, your phone number. I just learned this today, so I decided, okay, we're going to call the manhole line, and I'm going to record some of their greetings and stuff. So I loaded up Skype, and the second I did, I get a phone call, and I thought it was going to be a phone call from one of you freaks who saw that I got online. No, India had come calling, and it wasn't one of those, oh, your computer is infected with a virus, and I got to connect to your system. And you got to pay $100 to get this shit clean. No, it wasn't that type of call today. This Indian man was trying to sell me pharmaceuticals. You know I recorded the call. Take a listen. Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is Justin. I'm calling you from online pharmacy.
Oh, the pharmacy?
Yes, from U.S. online pharmacy. My name is Justin.
Well, you sound like a Justin. You're calling from the pharmacy?
Yes, I will give you a special offer. Viagra 100 milligram and Cialis 20 milligram, sir.
How did you
that
know?
That is the 100 pill.
I'm sorry, how did you know I had dick problems? How did you know my penis wasn't working? How did you get this number?
Did your penis working fine?
No, but that's why I need the drug. How did you know I need it?
I believe you register in our website this number.
Oh, because I was looking up the dick pills?
Yes.
Okay.
So Viagra 100 milligrams, Cialis 20 milligrams.
What's
100
better?
100 pills, just only $130.
What
Viagra
do you...
100 milligrams.
Okay.
It's more stronger and effective, sir.
What's going to give me a harder, thicker erection? Hey, excuse me. I have a medical question. What's going to give me a harder, thicker, more throbbing cock? Cialis or Viagra?
Viagra.
That's the better one?
Yes, 100 milligram Viagra.
Why is that better?
It lasts for 4 to 7 hours. Cialis lasts longer, sir. But 100 milligram Viagra is more stronger.
Uh-huh. Does the Cialis or the Viagra produce, like, give me more substance coming out of my dick hole, meaning sperm? Because one of the problems that I've had, in addition to not being able to get it up, the few times that I am able to get it up, I don't produce a lot of semen. And I miss having just really thick, massive ropes of load. Does Cialis or Viagra or any of the others you offer give me a more voluminous, is that the right word? More voluminous.
You can go for 150 milligram Sanford's rat pills, sir.
Of rat pills?
This will definitely help you. Rat pills, red in color.
Red pills? I've never heard of that. What does that do exactly?
Red pills, sir. Sanford's.
Force.
It's like Viagra, Cialis, but this is a good eating medication.
Uh-huh.
More stronger and effective than Viagra, Cialis.
And how much
is that? Sanford's. 150 milligram, 100 pills, just only $140, sir.
Okay. Now, does that also, I don't like it to dribble out. Sometimes my cum just sort of dribbles out. I like it to shoot really far on the bitch's tits or in her mouth.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, the bitch's tits will be covered.
So, in which address you want to receive your...
Yeah,
here,
sure. It's one. Are you ready to write this down? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 1-6-3-9
Uh-huh.
Main. I'm sorry. 1.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Let me start over. 1-6.
Uh-huh.
3.
Uh-huh.
9.
Uh-huh.
West. South. Upper. East. Left. Main. Avenue. Boulevard. Street. And that is in West. North. Chester. Field.
What is your zip code?
7. That's it.
Only 7?
Just 7. It was like one of the first places founded in America.
Oh, what is your zip code?
7.
Only the 7?
Yeah.
Your zip code is only 7. That sounds good, man.
Okay.
What is your cock number?
My cock number? It's about 7 inches.
Yes, your cock
when it's
number,
hard.
Your cock number.
7 inches on a
what
good day.
Your...
But if it's raining or cold outside, it doesn't get anywhere near that.
So what is the size of, what is the length of your
the
penis?
The size of my dick is 7!
I don't know what to tell you. Do you want me to send you a picture? What's your I'll text it to you.
What is the circumference of the dick? Your penis.
The second what of my dick?
Yeah, the circumference of your dick.
Oh, well, it's pencil thin is the problem. So if you've got any drugs that'll plump it up, like girth-wise, that would be good, too. Now, let's talk credit cards.
No problem. So don't bother here, okay? If you don't want to order, just hang up.
Well, you called me.
I called you, but you received the call. Why?
Because I don't like fucking asshole scammers, and I like wasting your time, so you can't bother anyone else, you dumb fuck.
I don't like
You're not... Oh, please, customers. Bullshit. It's a fucking scam. Selling me Viagra over the phone. Where are you from? What's your zip code? Blow it out your ass.
Put it to your ass.
Is that where the Viagra goes? I would like a suppository. Okay, thank you. So close. I really wanted to give him my credit card information. All 96 numbers of my account. But, you know, maybe next time. So that was just kind of weird, right? First of all, let me just say, for you Indian scammers, you got to come up with a better name than "this is online pharmacy." Like, that's the name of your business? Yes, Online American Pharmacy. It just sounds suspect. This is the price you pay for calling these goddamn pedophile phone chat lines. No one respects your privacy anymore. Selling my phone number to Indian pharmacies. All right, so here we go. Let's call now the manhole. And again, for those of you who don't know how this works, you call and then you have to, like, record a greeting. And you talk a little bit about yourself, what you're looking for, and then you can listen to other people's greetings. Now, today I recorded a greeting that got zero responses. No one wanted to talk to Timmy Boo today. I mean, I can't exactly blame them.
To listen to your message, press 1.
Hey, studs, cum dumpster here. This is Brandon with 2 Y's. I'm 19. I've got a loose, pink, stretched-out butthole. It kind of looks like a child's inner tube. Absolutely destroyed. No tread left on the tire. Blonde hair, hazel eyes, 75 pounds. Big oversized testicles. They're very tender. My balls could be infected or I have testicular cancer. I'm 7.5 inches. I've got a shaved boy dick. Total bottom bitch. Obviously, I have some daddy issues. He raped me. Now I'm looking for forced entry and I'm seeking love from men who can't show emotion. If that's you, hit me up. Bitches.
Again, no one wanted to hit up Brandon with 2 Y's. I don't even know where the 2 Y's would go. Just like everything else, up my butthole, bitches. All right, let's listen to a few greetings from the manhole. These are hot and horny gentlemen looking for sometimes very specific things.
Here's the next guy.
Hey guys, Steven here, looking to talk to other open-minded perverted gentleman who would be down to molest and rape my nephew. No limits here. Anything goes. Nasty the better. So send me a message and let's stroke one out.
He's not kidding when he says he's looking for open-minded guys. And if your greeting includes, like, raping your nephew, you don't have to say no limits. We know. It's implied. Now, the way this bit usually works is I'll call up the manhole line and I'll spend, I don't know, 15 minutes, right? And just go through these greetings and then I pick out the good ones. So, you know, not every single guy on the service is a rapist or a pedophile. Some even seem, you know, semi-normal. However, the very next greeting, you know, after the nephew raper, was another total creep.
Here's the next guy.
Good-looking, well-built, alpha male, perv dad, looking for others who are into...
coin collecting? Walks in the park?
Young boy cunt.
Jesus Christ.
I like smooth, hairless...
cunt.
Pink holes, rape scenes, brutal, sadistic...
That's enough.
Perv dads, using boys, anyway and always.
We get it.
first penetration scenes, repeated rapes, gang rapes, no fucking limits. Any guys that are into...
To repeat that greeting...
He literally ran out of time in his greeting, describing all the different types of rapes he likes. Standard rape, brutal rape, repeated rape, rape flambé. Guy, calm down. He was pretty wordy with his greeting, which is why the next one was such a welcome departure. There's no words whatsoever in this. It's just a guy slapping his dick onto the phone and then masturbating. At least it had nothing to do with rape, you know? And then right back into the disturbing shit.
Here's the next guy.
Hey guys, what's up? Antonio here. 40-year-old Puerto Rican Italian. Good-looking muscle jock. Dad calling from East Coast. Three young sons. Grew up on my granddad's big, fat, pedal perv. Oversized donkey dick.
What a weird way of putting that. I grew up on my grandpa's donkey dick. Like a child would grow up on Wheaties or reruns of the Brady Bunch.
Just kicking back, hitting the brown bottle edge and getting in. Vacuum pump, getting all bloated up. Big fat uncut donkey dick here.
Aw, you've got your grandpa's donkey dick.
Love edging and gooning with other buds. Love talking to dads with young sons. High school and college age boys. I'm also into talking about canine. Hit me back.
Oh yeah, in addition to child rapists, there are a lot of dog fuckers that call into the manhole. Some days are quieter than others. At least when it comes to the zoophiles.
Love come. Giving it, taking it. Totally versatile. Definitely a swaller.
A frog.
Can get into the raunchier side of sex with dudes. Real raunchy, in fact. Grew up on a farm. Love incest, especially cunt cock incest.
He's like, I grew up on a farm, so of course I'm into incest. It goes without saying. Especially cock and cunt. There's one for you ladies. I know you were all feeling left out because it's all like gay little boy pedophilia.
No.
I will say, like, when a guy is like totally direct where he's like, yeah, I like little boys, I want to fuck them in their tight little pink asses. It's somehow less disturbing to me than a call like this next greeting where he never says he wants to like fuck his children, but he talks a lot about his kids in the pool and their bathing suits.
Hey, perverted father here.
He's so happy about this. Hey there, hidey-ho, your neighborhood pedophile father here. Jesus Christ, never heard a pedophile who is so chipper. Hey, life is great. Someone just did something horrible to a kid. The only way he's in such a good mood.
Hey, perverted father here. Yeah, two boys. Oh, man, yeah. Long weekend. Pool's gonna open up. Get to go down with all those little guys in their swimsuits.
No.
Any other perverted fathers? Yeah. Both my boys are uncut. Looking for other fathers with uncut.
You know how at the beginning of the segment where I was like, let's all pretend this is fantasy. They're not really fucking children. It's still super disturbing, right? Like, these are the thoughts that are floating around their heads. Very, very specific, disturbing thoughts. All right, let's take a break from the pedophiles for just a second and check in with a meth addict who is obviously high because he's talking very quickly and not making a whole lot of sense.
Here's the next guy.
Yeah, man, sitting down here in the basement, man. Boyfriend's at work. Or upstairs in bed, one of the two, man. Whatever he's doing, man, I'm down here, man. Sitting here stroking my fucking 7x5-inch age-infested fucking pedophile fucking party dick, man. Having a great fucking time, man. Watching myself in a fucking mirror, man. Watching my balls bounce off my goddamn asshole. I stroke my fucking cock. Fucking love it, man. Hitting that fucking glass pipe, man. Hitting the brown bottle. Hitting the fucking smoking a joint, man. God damn, man. I love it, man. Fuck yeah. It's fucking awesome, man. Fucking goddamn fucking party dick, man. Fuck yeah, let's prove out on a goddamn fucking party dicks, man.
Let's. I guess he did sort of mention real quickly. It flew by, but he did say he was stroking his pedo dick. Slapping my pedo dick, feeling my ball slap against my ass. I can't even talk that fast. That's why meth is so great, apparently. And finally, one more greeting.
Deviant Sex Predator. YMCA. Boy Scouts. Cub Scouts. Big Brothers.
I'm everywhere your kids are. At the playground, in your school, at the toy store. I know where kids hang out.
Like, if this doesn't make you think twice about having children, I don't know what would. Like, it just seems like way too much trouble keeping these little turds safe. I think there are more pedophiles out there than we initially thought. You know what I mean? I don't know what the stats are, like 0.03% of the population are pedophiles. I think it's like double digit percentage. I think like at least a quarter of adults want to fuck a child. Of course, I'm basing this solely on manhole greetings, but still.
Church youth groups. Anything to get close to a young boy, I will. Even juvenile delinquents. Boys that have been locked up have a story. I love to hear their stories.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear how they...
Their story is going to have a whole new disturbing chapter after meeting you.
Love to hear how they get abused at home. And I'd let it know it could be worse.
Jesus Christ, this is some dark shit.
To repeat that greeting, press...
Yeah, he's a professional pedophile and probably a serial killer. Why aren't the feds aware of the manhole? Someone call! If the manhole can give my phone number to an Indian pharmacy, they could pass along some information to the sex police, for Christ's sakes. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Yes, after 20 minutes of pedophilia slash rape audio, I know you all are a little hot and bothered. Go to AdamandEve.com. They have over 20,000 adult products, not just movies, not just sex toys. They also have furniture. Yeah, fuck furniture. Costumes, underwear, necessities like condoms and lube. They've been a great sponsor of DB for years. They're a great reputable company. They only condone consensual sex and nothing underage. Oh, they even have like, sexy board games and stuff for adults. If it's been a while since you've had sex, if you're alone and want some new masturbation gear, or if you're a couple that want to spice things up, go to AdamandEve.com. Add something to your cart. Make sure to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. FREAK. When you do, that item that you picked out, boom, you get it for 50% off. Where else do you hear or see deals like that? Half off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK. Adam and Eve is also going to throw in, ooh, free gifts. Great. A free sex swing. Give that a shot. And free shipping on your entire order. No hidden charges whatsoever. They're on the up and up. Just make sure to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's AdamandEve.com. Guys, they have, you know, those dick strokers and things to shove your cock into and, you know, make your dick and nuts feel good. Ladies, of course, there's vibrators, clit stimulators and stuff. You get that. You put on some sensual music. I don't know. Maybe some Simon and Garfunkel. And then you go to town. If you're a virgin, you bust open that hymen. Don't let a man take that cherry from you. You take it from yourself. Empowered. It's all about feminism. Men don't deserve your hymen. You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a female Simon and Garfunkel cover band called Hymen and Garfunkel. Maybe you talented lady freaks out there who can sing, start a band. After you use coupon code FREAK at checkout over there at AdamandEve.com. What the fuck am I talking about? Real quick, before we get into the news, I gotta remind you about the Sideshow. That's DV's member site. Yesterday, we did a Sideshow exclusive program, and on Tuesday, we did a Sideshow exclusive show. If you like the program, support DV. Believe it or not, I do this thing for a living, and I'm always teetering on the brink of financial destruction. So if you like the show, please consider supporting it. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, and of course, exclusive new shows every week when you sign up and become a true and honorable freak over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, after retiring from his career as a math teacher, a man named Clive decided that he still wanted to make a difference to future generations. And to do so, he now drives up and down the country masturbating in his van in front of strangers. I can respect that. That's how one should spend their retirement. All right, so yeah, he's got the van. He's got the creepy van. He's masturbating in front of people. A move that has so far resulted in 65 kids and another 14 on the way. You see, he's not a creep. Well, he's not a creep either. But he gives his sperm away for free. Do the women want the sperm? The answer to that question will decide if he's a creep or not. All right, he's not a creep. He just gives his sperm away for free to help women have children, you see. He's a one-man mobile sperm bank. Whereas sperm from a fertility clinic would usually cost around £6,000, Staffordshire resident, Cliff, I never had to know how to pronounce it, because it's like they say it different in England. Like, I would call it Staffordshire, but there it's probably like Staffordshire. Staffordshire resident Clive gives his baby batter away for free. Often spending an entire day on the road, he drives his van to wherever he's needed. He's like a superhero. Captain Cum. All right, yes, he spends an entire day on the road. He drives his van to wherever he's needed. He climbs into the back and fills a syringe with his sperm, which he keeps warm under his arm, until handing it over to the woman. I give them the syringe and we'll talk to them for about 5 to 10 seconds just to make a bit of idle chit-chat. Like, what could you say in 5 to 10 seconds? That's not chit-chat. That's like chit. How you doing? Here's my sperm. Have a good day. That's 5 seconds. Weather sure is nice. No rain. Oh, you better load your cunt up with my spunk because it's going to get cold. I think that was over 5 seconds. All right. They are often nervous, and it's just a way of putting them at ease, said Clive, who is one of 4 donors starring in the Channel 4 show Super Sperm Donors. I wish we got Channel 4 here in the U.S. They got the best documentaries over there in the U.K. While a third of his donations work first time, another third of his customers need 2 or 3 visits, and others can take as many as 6. He makes on average 16 donations per month, but only a couple result in a pregnancy. For those that don't work, he always returns the next month with another syringe. About 2/3 of the people I've helped are same-sex couples. The others are heterosexual couples, and a few are single ladies. I'm not strict, and I do believe every lady deserves to have a baby, he explained. Clive originally wanted to donate a sperm through the proper channels, but most clinics won't take donations from men over 45 due to the increased risk of health complications like autism. See, I didn't know that. I thought men's sperm was always fresh. It was the women that needed to worry about their eggs drying up, getting crackly, mold around the edge or whatever. But apparently a guy's sperm goes bad too. He's always open with his customers about the fact his father had a brain tumor and provides his clear STD results upon request. Still, you're saving so much money. Chance of brain tumor? You know, small price to pay. Because he doesn't offer his sperm through a government-approved human fertilization and embryology authority-licensed clinic, Jesus Christ, that was a mouthful, he could still technically be considered the legal parent and charged maintenance. Maintenance? That's a weird way of putting that. He hopes that by using the van, he will put some distance between himself and the families. You can't run away from the law in a van. I also know, technically, if any of the ladies ever wanted to report me to the Child Support Agency in the future, they could nail me for 18 years for child payments. This hasn't ever happened, but it's another reason why I use my van. In the end, he says that he's very proud of the fact that he has fathered, 79 children? I love the joy it brings. So many people say, thank you so much, Clive. You've really changed our lives. Second story we have for you today, a drug mule tried to tell doctors that she was pregnant, probably by Clive, and that her baby had not moved when she was stopped in Mexico.
I think something's wrong. The baby's not kicking anymore.
The woman, named only as Gloria C., 37, complained of pains in her stomach at the Ruben Lanero Hospital in Mexico City. In fact, there was 1 kilogram of cannabis. It was so freshly picked, it still had clumps of earth attached in her twat. The pain was probably from the roots clinging onto her uterus. It's like they were being planted inside there. All right, she had said that she was pregnant, but doctors were unable to find a heartbeat, so they went in fist first to feel around up in there. Yeah, she said she was pregnant. Doctors were unable to find a heartbeat, so she was transferred to a specialist women's hospital. There, she was operated on. And instead of a baby, they found marijuana in her vagina and her abdomen. Ooh, it got up in there far. The drugs had been wrapped in masking tape that had broken. They couldn't afford plastic baggies. Masking tape. And they still had clumps of earth attached, according to reports. Images show the huge clumps of cannabis in a bucket in the hospital. The doctor responsible for the operation, Lourdes Yanez, took all the cannabis out of Gloria's body and delivered it. Oh, it's a bouncing baby sativa.
I'm going to name her Kush.
Little baby Kush Yanez. The woman was detained and taken to a court to answer to crimes against health, but in a twist, the judge argued that her detention was not legal, and therefore she was allowed to walk free. What? Officials from the state prosecutor's office told reporters that they will continue investigating the case, and they hope to call the woman back to court soon. Gloria was reportedly found guilty of the same crime in 2010 and again in 2015. She told authorities that she lived in, oh my God, Ixtapaluca, a city in the state of Mexico. That's, Mexico is a country, not a state. Dumb news story. But she refused to say where the drugs had come from. From her pussy. It's a miracle! She's like the Virgin Mary for stoners. All right, final story we have for you today. This is a short one, but pretty gross. Are you ready to trade in your almond and soy milk for some cockroach milk? Yes, experts say a rare milk crystal produced by cockroaches contain human health benefits. And the finding is catching a lot of attention from superfood enthusiasts. You know what? I'm good with the superfood. I'll just eat regular food and then take a multivitamin. I'm not going to be sucking on no cockroach teat. That's just degrading. Someone do a Google search for cockroach titties. I've never seen one, and I would like to, I think I would like to see one. All right. The cockroach milk, milky, boasts 4 times as much protein as cow's milk, and is packed with essential amino acids. That may be enough reason for health nuts to make the dairy switch when dipping their cookies in milk. Discovery of the health benefits from the cockroach milk go back as far as 2 years. See, I don't think there's been enough study. 2 years is not a long time to research medical benefits or, you know, potential dangers. Using a 2016 report on the benefits of insect dairy, gross. Scientists found that the Pacific beetle cockroach of Hawaii possesses nutrient-filled milk crystals, which they use to feed their youngins. A single crystal is estimated to contain more than 3 times the energy of an equivalent mass of dairy milk. Yeah, but like a cockroach crystal is going to be very, very tiny, right? And then you take a tiny amount of cow's milk, and what they're saying, you compare the two, and cockroach milk is way more nutritious or has more vitamins or whatever. But you don't just drink a tiny bit of cow milk, right? You drink a glass. How does it compare? How does like a little bit of cockroach milk compare to an 8-ounce glass of cow milk, I wonder? Ha-ha! Because I'm much happier sucking down cow secretion than whatever the fuck cockroaches are making. Some companies are already trying to get ahead of the trend by selling the bug juice in everything from milk to ice cream. Think of Entenmann milk as a sustainable, nature-friendly, nutritious, lactose-free, delicious, guilt-free dairy alternative of the future. That is according to a South African company named Gourmet Grub. Oh, God. Gourmet Grub. They're trying to sell this cockroach milk. I found their website. Their website is gourmetgrub.com, and there's pictures of the milk and their ice cream product, but I don't see any link to actually purchase it, so they must not be selling it quite yet. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We also have a special patron-only line. If you pledge a few dollars to our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, you'll get a special phone number, and I will play all of your calls first. I'm usually about 3 to 4 weeks behind on voicemails, so getting your calls played first and fastest is really something special.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Naughty Nipples calling here. I'm just calling to say that two things. One is your interview with Level 80 Cat Lady was fantastic. She is such a good sport.
Yes, Level 80 Cat Lady, for those of you that did not catch the show, I think it was last Friday we talked to her. She has hemorrhoids. We did not talk to her about her hemorrhoids, but that's what started this thing. She showed me a picture of her hemorrhoids, and then she was like, I would love to talk to you about my rape situation, where she was raped. And I said, that doesn't sound funny, but we sure had a good time doing it anyway. So it was a very fun, believe it or not, interview Friday.
But also, Timmy, you're a really good interviewer, besides being a, you know,
yeah.
a, you know.
I should have talked to that Indian pharmacy guy.
Wing Nuts.
Got his backstory.
Great job. You're really good at that. It's a skill. Good on you, Timmy. And the second thing
I need to start interviewing more people. If for no other reason than to give my voice a rest for a second. You know? I mean, I'm talking nonstop on this stupid program. I'll give someone else the chance to speak. I just have to ask them silly questions.
I laugh so much whenever you do your imitation of the, but I move from there.
Yeah.
Not right now, you don't.
Oh, I love that. It gets stuck in my head.
I saw that video years ago. I like a wee bit of the butt play, and so I enjoy videos like that. And I saw that video, and despite the fact that it's weird and creepy,
yeah.
I kind of like it. So just giving you a heads up. Anyway, hey, also a heads up or a shout out to Spiral. I love when you call in, brother. It's great to hear your messages, whether you're stoned and drunk.
Everyone loves Spiral Hamfucker.
Or depressed, or not any of those things.
I'm glad he's calling back again. He was on vacation, I think. I think that's why he stopped calling for a little while.
Hey, Tim. Superfly here. I was listening to your interview with Level 80 Cat Lady, and you know, I started to think about it, and after masturbating a couple of times, I got to thinking back on a girl that I had dated once.
Oh, no. This story could go very, very wrong. Yeah, I was listening to your interview about that woman getting raped. It made me think about a date I went on once.
I think it may have been in a kind of similar thing. You know, she told me she had been date raped.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of had the same attitude about it, which was kind of like, you know, I'm not starred, but, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't
like, great. Shit happens. Life is so fucking messed up anyway.
But the guy just
one more fucking thing to deal with.
Wouldn't take no for an answer.
Level 80 Cat Lady kind of dealt with being raped the same way one would deal with your credit card being declined at a grocery store. Like, you're annoyed and you're wondering what's up. Like, I'm pretty sure there's funds in my account. You're confused. You're pissed off. You don't want to be where you're at because people are staring at you. Primarily the rapist.
But she was also, like, really into rough sex. Like, you could not be...
I wonder if that's because of the rape.
Rough enough with this girl, like, you know...
Like, Level 80 Cat Lady was talking about, like, I like to be dominated and fucking slapped in the face or whatever, you know?
Choking on dick and, you know,
yeah.
All this shit. so I kind of wonder, and, you know, not to be too much of a dick, but did, like... Is this like a chicken and the egg situation, right? Like, did she have this thing going on before that?
Well, I think I asked her that towards the beginning of the interview.
Or did it happen because of that?
I think her answer was that she always kind of had that in her.
Did she tell this guy? Did this guy know that she had this fantasy? Or, you know, that she was a submissive and liked to be?
Yeah.
And then thought he was
doing... What came first, the chicken or the rape? It's a question with no answer. All right, and finally, one more call.
Hey, Jim. Tony Prolapse. Just calling to talk about the fucking kids movie that got censored because someone touched a dog's balls.
You know, yesterday's program. Yesterday's program, we were talking about that children's movie, Show Dogs. I don't think you've seen it. It only has made $7 million. I think it was released last month. It's not doing so well. But it's a live-action movie, and it involves a police dog, a Rottweiler or something, infiltrating the world of show dogs for some reason. I guess tracking down some criminals or whatever. And the dog has to go into the show dog circuit. And, of course, part of being a show dog is judges handle the dogs and feel the dog's balls, you know, make sure they're good size or something. I don't know. And so the scene is the judge is fondling this Rottweiler's balls, and the guy talking to the dog said, go to your safe space or go to your Zen place, pretend it's not happening. And some children's advocacy groups are like, this is normalizing sexual abuse. Like, this is what, like, kids are told when they're being molested. Go to your happy place. Pretend this isn't happening. Close your eyes.
Jesus.
And so they had to take out those scenes in the movie. And I thought that was kind of ridiculous. However, I was talking to Lord Douche about it, just telling him, you know, what I was talking about on the show. And he totally agreed that it was inappropriate for a kid's movie.
Jesus so, fucking Christ.
I don't know.
If it's not one thing, it's literally another.
See, yeah, I came, and I talked about this on the show, I come from the angle that, like, kids laugh at anything involving genitals or bodily functions or fluids. You know, like, there's always scenes in these kids' movies where a character farts and, you know.
Cannot fathom how awful we've become with being PC.
Yeah.
Like, shit, oh my God, it's fucked up. And I was thinking, prime advertisement, I'm just going to email clips of your show to a bunch of feminists.
Oh, no.
A bunch of PC cultural world, CBS well, fucking mentioned.
It's been fun doing the show. They'll have me shut down somehow.
A blog somewhere, you know, I'm just going to start fucking...
I'm ready for the tweet
the
storm.
Thing. This guy, Timmy, said this about women. Or yeah. This guy, Timmy, said this about black people.
Play that rape interview.
He's normalizing rape. He's exploiting it for comedy.
No press is bad press.
Right. Rape is hilarious, you stupid bitches.
But, yeah, I'm just going to start emailing clips of your show to everyone. Or
cool.
Links to
that should end well.
Maybe we can get you in the news. That'd be fucking great, right?
I guess.
Well, anyway, yeah. Timmy.
Let's not do that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it GOD?
Hey, perverted father here.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, I had an absolute blast with you this week. I hope you enjoyed the shows. If you're not Sideshow members, sign up now. You can catch this past week's Tuesday and Thursday exclusive programs. And, of course, I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Enjoys cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love life. And he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot. Faggot is rather an odd name.
Yeah, you know, it is an odd name.